This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Arsalahu rabbuhu rahmatan lil alameen. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and assistance. Whomever Allah guides, there is none to misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, there is none to guide him. We bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the Prophet and the final messenger to all humanity. Here we are again, another Eid. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the life to live up to this day. The story of sacrifice goes back 4,000 years ago, where Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail were living, and Ibrahim's first wife had not had any children, so he had to take a second wife, Hagar, and she gave birth to Ismail alayhi salam. And Ibrahim at that time was 86 years old. His first wife, Sarah, got jealous because the second wife, who was her servant, gave birth to a child. So she told him to take them somewhere else so she can feel more comfortable. He traveled thousands of miles all the way to Mecca, where nobody was there. It was all sand. And Hagar stood to Ibrahim alayhi salam, "Why do you leave us in such deserted place? Nobody lives here." But he kept quiet. Then she kept asking. Then he kept quiet. She then asked him, "Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ask you to leave us here in this place?" He said, "Yes." Then she said, "Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let us down." Today, that place in which nobody existed 4,000 years ago, this day as we speak, have somewhere between 4 to 5 million people making Hajj. So this is one of the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is able to do all things. When Ismail alayhi salam was able to walk and work, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَهُ السَّعِي, his father saw a vision. And in that vision, he saw that he was sacrificing his son Ismail. And remember, when Ibrahim alayhi salam had his first son Ismail, he was 86 years old. And by the time he saw the vision, he was 90 something. No other kids. And the visions of prophets are revelations. So this should be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He approached his son and said, "O son, I saw this vision. What should we do about it?" So his son said, "Ya abati, if'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin." Oh father, do what you are told to do, and insha'Allah you will find me patient. He took his son away, and when he is about to sacrifice him, and the Quran describes the scene in a very touching way. The verse says, "Falamma aslama wa tallahu lil-jabin." The word used here, aslama, when they have completely submitted themselves to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Submitted themselves. Before the sacrifice, Ismail alayhi salam told his father, so he would do the sacrifice in the best way. He said, "O father, when you are about to sacrifice me, sharpen your knife so it doesn't take you a long time, so your hand wouldn't hurt you. O father, when you are about to sacrifice me, take away your clothes so they don't get stained with my blood, and it will take you time to wash them away. O father, when you are about to sacrifice me, put my face on the ground so you don't look into my eyes, because when you look into my eyes at the time of sacrifice, you will have mercy on me." Ibrahim alayhi salam tried to sacrifice his son several times, but the knife wouldn't cut. Just like the fire of Ibrahim alayhi salam wouldn't burn, and the water in the Red Sea for Musa alayhi salam didn't drown. And this is, again, this is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is able to do all things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a sheep, a ram from heaven. So Ibrahim alayhi salam would sacrifice it in Ismail's place. قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. You have done the right thing, and you have obeyed and submitted yourself to me. And this is the essence of worship in Islam. You take the reward for your obedience. Even if you are not able to do the act of worship, you get the reward for trying your best, even if you are not able to do it in the best way. What do we take from this story as Muslims? It is all about sacrifice and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not ordered anymore to sacrifice any children. Although some of our children today, including my daughter Yasmin, deserves to be sacrificed. When you give in charity, you give money in charity for the poor, this is a sacrifice of money. When you pray 5 times a day, although you have work to do and you have studies and research, this is a sacrifice of time. When you love for your brother what you love for yourself, and when you hate for your brother what you hate for yourself, this is a sacrifice of desire. When in Ramadan you don't eat, drink, or have intimate relationship with your wife or husband, this is a sacrifice of desire. When you travel hundreds of miles to perform Hajj, this is a sacrifice of money and time and effort. It is not sacrifice when you think that giving $5 every week in charity is too much and paying $50 for cigarettes is too little. It is not sacrifice when you work all the time, you study all the time, and you think 5 minutes for worship, for prayer is too much, and 24 hours of study and work is too little. It is not sacrifice when you love for yourself what you hate for your brother, and you hate for your brother what you love for yourself. It is not sacrifice. It is not sacrifice when you have the means to make Hajj and to offer Udhiyah today, and you don't do Hajj and don't offer the sacrifice. This is not sacrifice. You should follow the example of the Prophet ﷺ.